Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, boys and girls. Welcome to the Balance's 15-minute wrap-up. Join Tom and that redneck from Philly, Kevin, and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up today's sports.
Six games of round ball on a Sunday. This is your daily express tour through the league. We call it the Daily Zap. We start off in Boston where the fans are very happy. They got the best record in the Eastern Conference and look to keep it that way. Paul Pierce, veteran move there, and the veteran got it done today for the Celtics. He had his seventh career triple-double. Boston's won 13 in a row. They take this one by 8, 99-91. Sasha Vujacic making his home debut for the New Jersey Nets against the Atlanta Hawks, and Devin Harris helping the cause. Nice stop-and-pop jump shot. They're beautiful. Those crossover moves from Harris, and the Nets win it at home over Atlanta by 7. Final score 89-82. Harris goes for 22 points and 8 assists in the victory. The Lakers in Toronto. Kobe Bryant sprained right pinky. Would he play? Of course he'd play. This is young Kobe here. Hanging in the air, flying through the air, north of the border. Kobe Bryant gets it done. He had 20 points. The Lakers on the road get the victory over Toronto. Final score 120-110. Andrew Bynum also a good game. 16 points for the Lakers. Chris Paul and the New Orleans Hornets in Detroit in overtime. Jason Maxey, what a hustling play this was. He gets the steal. He gets the jam. Detroit gets the win by 3 over the New Orleans Hornets. Courtesy of Jason Maxfield's jam. Final score 111-108. David West in a losing effort goes for 32 points. Aaron Brooks back after missing 21 games for the Rockets, and Houston on the run. Defense leading the offense and on the road. Kevin Martin's new team beats Kevin Martin's old team, the Kings. Final score in this one, 102-93. That's a 9-point victory. Kevin Martin leading the way with 22 points. And Phoenix in Oklahoma City, undermanned right now because of the trade that took three of their players away and is bringing three in. But no problem. Grant Hill, season high, 30. The Suns on the road get the win, 113-110, and that's your Daily Zap.
And welcome to another episode of The Wrap-Up. My name's Tom. Right alongside me is $2 Bill Josh. Josh, how are we doing today? Hello, Josh. Are you with me?
Can you hear me?
I'm here now. We can hear you. Hi, Josh. Welcome to The Wrap-Up. Like I said, we just ran a soundbite, thanks and courtesy of the NBA, of the Daily Zap, which we're going to start running right here. Just kind of updates what's going on in the NBA the day prior. And then I'm going to turn it over to $2 Bill Josh. Hey, Josh, there is no Ming Dynasty, I hear, in Houston anymore. Does that mean that they've lost one of their Rockets? Houston, do we have a problem, Josh?
No, Houston, we are better without Yao Ming.
So we have no problem, huh?
We have no problem. I've never been a Yao Ming fan. I think he's overhyped, and he's never even came close to living up to his potential. So I look for the Rockets to get better.
Okay, so what else is going on around the NBA? $2 Bill Josh, bring us up to speed on today's wrap-up.
Well, she just turned in the Daily Zap. Boston 99, Pacers 88 last night. Boston 13 straight wins, most in the NBA this year. Well, 13. Paul Pierce had a triple-double last night. Pacers continue to play hard, make progress. They're a few pieces away from being on Boston's level, and they're several pieces away from being a championship contender. They are 0-6 in their last six road games, and they come home to take on the Hornets tonight at Casico Fieldhouse. It's all you can eat Monday at Casico Fieldhouse. That game actually just tipped off. Tonight at 7:30 is the Heat taking on the Mavericks, looking for the Heat's 13th win in a row. The new-look Magic taking on the Hawks at 7 p.m. We don't have time for me to get into the Magic trade on the wrap-up, but I believe Tom's already posted posted my blog, or it will be posted by tomorrow morning. So
yeah,
I have about a page there.
It will be posted. $2 bill thoughts will be posted on the website by the end of today. What else is going on there, Josh? Anything going on over there in the NCAA? What else is finishing up with the NBA there as well?
The New Look Suns are taking on the Spurs tonight at 8:30, and that's about it for the NBA for now.
Well, real quickly, I know one story that I want to touch on, and we'll certainly can get into more detail on this on Saturday on. Well, actually, programming note, remember, we will not be broadcasting the show on Saturday morning just because of the fact it's Christmas, and we all want to open up our presents and see what Santa Claus brought us. Myself, I'll probably be getting that proverbial lump of coal, but we'll see. I've tried to be on the nice list all year long, but my wife might have a different opinion about that. But NBA completes the purchase of the Hornets. Come out of New Orleans today. The NBA has completed its purchase of the New Orleans Hornets. And again, I said we can get into this on a different show, different topic. Don't agree with it. Don't think that it should ever happen. I think what we're creating here is a monopoly, which is not what the fans want to see. The league announced Monday that its board of governors has given its anticipated approval of the purchase. NBA Commissioner David Stern announced December 6th that the NBA intended to buy the Hornets from a majority owner, George Shen, and minority owner, Gary Chouse. Shen had been trying to sell the club to Chouse since last spring when negotiations had stalled. Stern says the franchise is worth about $300 million and that the league will look into sell the club to a more permanent owner. So they say this is just temporary, but we'll see how that pans out, Josh. Josh, you and I were downtown Indianapolis this past Saturday covering the Boilermaker Blockbuster. What a great time we had there. What's going on with the NCAA today?
I'll get into that real quick. About the story that you were just talking about, I think it'll work out just fine. Baseball did the same thing with the Expos, who are now the Washington Nationals. Everything worked out there. The UConn Lady Huskies knocked off the Ohio State Buckeyes 81-50 to win their 88th straight game.
That is an awesome
UCLA record. For all you Irish fans out there, number 23 Notre Dame, 88 Stony Brook, 62 Notre Dame improves to 10-1. I believe they're now 21st in the poll. Tonight's top 25 action, number 1 Duke takes on Elon at 7 p.m. looking to remain undefeated. Number 4 UConn takes on Coppin State at 7 p.m. on ESPNU. Looking to remain undefeated, a game I'm actually watching at the moment. Number 5, Syracuse takes on Morgan State at 7, looking to remain undefeated. Number 19, Memphis takes on Texas A&M and Corpus Christi at 8, looking to move to 9-1. And earlier today, Jacksonville beat number 24, Florida, 71-68. Florida falls to 8-3. Wednesday night, IU plays in the Las Vegas tournament against Northern Iowa. Should be another easy win.
Well, that's what I say. I'm going to let it all ride on Crimson. Cream and Crimson, that's right, and Coach Cream. I think that he can get the job done out there in the desert. What are your thoughts, Josh?
I think he'll win one game. I don't know if he'll win the entire tournament. I think Steve Alford might have something else to say about that.
It's always fun to see old Stevie back coaching against the Indiana Hoosiers. Well, we had some actions in the NFL yesterday. Wow, what some action did we have in the NFL? The Indianapolis Colts remained alive. They remained to fight another day. They beat those Jacksonville Jaguars. Thank God for the onside kick rule. How about, speaking of kicking, speaking of situations that messed up a game, what about that game between the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Giants yesterday evening? Did you see that one, Josh?
Yes, but I'm not going to blame it on Matt Dodge. I'm going to take the high road and not blame it on the kicker. That was just a pathetic effort by the Giants. That being said, he should have kicked the ball out of bounds. The Colts looked good.
Go ahead, Josh.
Back to the Colts game. They looked pretty good yesterday. They play like that in the playoffs. They can perhaps reach the Super Bowl.
That's right. The magic number is, well, we've got to win. We had to win two straight, so we've got to win, beat Oakland. And I believe we should probably win that last game just to assure us. But I think if we win, we had to win three straight. So if the Colts win the next two, that's what I meant to say, then we should be good to win our division. And wow, what a rocky road season it has been. We'll certainly keep you updated right here on The Balance. Keep in mind, you can catch all of our archive shows, $2 Bill Thoughts, on the website, www.thebalanceonline.com. Real quickly, any final thoughts on that Monday night football game tonight? And guys, also, you can go to our website and get all the scores from the NFL. I apologize, we don't have enough time to run through it all right here on the wrap-up. But you can go to our website, www.thebalanceonline.com. Real quickly, what is your thoughts on tonight's game? Looks like they're going to be playing in a snowstorm out there in Minneapolis.
Well, I had on ESPN a few minutes ago, Brett Favre is out there warming up. It's not determined if Favre or Joe Webb will play tonight, but Favre is warming up.
Well, I certainly hope that Mr. Favre just stays on the bench. I think it's time for us to say our goodbyes and our kisses to Mr. Brett Favre. He needs to go write a book or get into the broadcast booth. I really think that Brett Favre is done, and we need to be done with him. Real quickly, I will zip through some scores. That Green Bay-New England game, what a game, 27-31. New England takes that one away. Oakland beats Denver, 39-23 in Tim Tebow's first start. The Jets come above the Pittsburgh Pirates. Yeah, where I'm thinking baseball. Pittsburgh Steelers. Falcons yet again come again out with another win, 34-18. Cleveland in Cincinnati. Cincinnati eked that one by 19-17. And the Cowboys beat the Redskins 33-30. Don't know really what all was going on with that. I expected Dallas to do a lot better in that particular situation. The Titans certainly threw one up on against Houston. And, of course, they have to learn to play as a team and not fight as a team. That seemed to be what was going on.
Quick news, if that's okay.
Go right ahead.
The Minnesota Vikings have just announced Brett Favre will start tonight against the Bears.
Well, there you have it. Brett Favre is back. He is back again in 2010. Oh, well, guys, hey, you know what? It's football. Every week it's a different story. Kansas City upset the Rams. Buffalo upset Miami. Of course, we just talked about earlier, 38-31, the Eagles and the Giants. What a win. Detroit goes down to Tampa Bay, picks up a win. Man, oh, man, oh, man, Detroit has winning some good games that have been in it. And, of course, San Francisco and San Diego. San Diego just blew them away, 34-7 in that in-state rivalry out there in California. Well, Josh, real quickly, you got about 30 seconds. Any final thoughts so that we can wrap up?
I just want to give my condolences to the Joppo family. For those of you not familiar, Walt Joppo was the 1950 American League Rookie of the Year at the Red Sox, and he passed away yesterday.
That's right. Thanks for updating us on that, Josh. It's always a sad thing to see whenever we see sports icons pass away. Well, like I said, remember to catch us tomorrow afternoon. Catch your listings right there on the website, www.thebalanceonline.com, or on our Facebook page, and we'll certainly have the time posted for tomorrow's wrap-up. We'll shoot for right around 4 o'clock. My name's Tom, and right alongside me today is $2 Bill Josh. We'll have up his $2 thoughts on the blog. Make sure you get out there and get you a healthy dose of sports, and we'll catch you on the flip side for another wrap-up tomorrow.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
You have made me very angry. very angry indeed.
Oh, son of a bleep, son of a bleep, gun. You thought I was going to say, son of a, didn't you?
That's all, folks.